Describing how we can be drawn into something that we ought to just leave alone, here's Pastor Jeff Johnson.
Sometimes we get involved in things we shouldn't be involved with. Sometimes we get angry. Sometimes we say, I'm going to take care of this. I don't like how he talked. And I'm sure he's sitting there, who are you to talk about my God? And especially that way, that he's with you, that he's sending you. Oh, come on. He's being warned by a guy who's speaking God. Yeah, but you can't believe him. He's a pagan.
Your spirit leads me on, and I'm running after you. I'll leave behind the worthless lies, and I'm trading them for priceless truth.
You've heard the saying, pick your battles. It's shorthand for there are some battles you ought not be fighting. As it said, don't let something that doesn't matter cause you to lose something that does. And we'll hear of a case in point on today's Sound Doctrine with Pastor Jeff Johnson. And it's very instructive. It's found in 2 Chronicles chapter 35, beginning with what'll keep us out of trouble. Once again, our teacher and pastor with today's program, here's Pastor Jeff.
When you really get converted, I'm praying for you that your faith would not fail. But faith comes by hearing, and that, what? Of the Word of God. So I'm praying for your faith to be built up. I'm praying for you to hunger after righteousness and my Word and be fed. And then you'll be able to bless your brothers. And not until. See, we need to get filled up. We need to get strong so we can, what? Help others see where they're dropping the ball and encourage them. If we're not doing it, we can't help anybody. All right, so the priests, the Levites, notice all these people, the end of verse 18, the priests, the Levites, and Judah, Israel, and were present, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. So there's literally thousands upon thousands. There probably wasn't a place to sleep in the city. You had to sleep outside. Everybody just slept outside. And then verse 19, in the 18th year of his reign, this Passover was kept. He did the celebration. It was accomplished because he sought the Lord, because he asked God, what do we need to do to have revival? He said, get back to the book. Get back to what you know you're supposed to be doing. Get back to Acts 2:42 and start doing it steadfastly, consistently. Find out what Acts 2:42 is and start doing it. And he refurbished the temple. He discovered the Word of God. He reinstated the Passover. You know what? We do this too. We do it right now, today, day by day. We go and we come to Bible study. We discover the Word. We take communion to remember how he delivered us, to remember how he loves us, to remember that he died for my sin, that I wouldn't die, that I would live forever. He died so I could have eternal life. And that everlasting life, it's in the now. Because as soon as you receive Christ, he gives you joy unspeakable and full of glory. He gives you a peace that passes human understanding. He is with you as you are with him. As we walk with him, he's with us. And we're just growing. We're able to touch others. Hey, listen, the statistics right now are that Christians are down. Heathen are up. Did you know that? The more heathen pagans look at Christians, they get angry. They get upset because they see that that person's supposed to be a Christian, but look how he's living. He's living with his girlfriend. He drinks all the time, or he smokes pot. What's the story here? What's going on? And they say, I don't want any part of that. Christianity. That's sad, because there's a whole lot of people turning their backs and going the other way. What are we going to do about that? What are you going to do about that? That's important. We got to be witnesses. We got to do it. We got to live it. It's got to be real. And then others get it, and they go, it's real, you know, and they get turned on. And once you get turned on, and you get filled with the Spirit, and you get in the Word, man, God is going to use you in a great way. So let's take another look at ourselves, spiritually speaking. Let's take inventory of each of our hearts. Lord, let it happen. By your Spirit, fall upon us, bust us. Really speak to us. Use your Word to cut away that which is not of you. Really go deep within us as that two-edged sword of the Word cuts. Take that out which is corrupt. Cleanse us of all sin. Help us to be totally delivered, that we might walk with you and be your witness, that we might love you supremely more than anything else. Some of you are going to have to put a hobby down. That hobby's eating you alive. It's in your garage right now. It looks at you, but it doesn't speak. It's just an idol. You're sweating all the time. You're into it. Whatever it might be, let the Lord speak to you. But this old Egypt, it'll try to suck the things of God out of our lives. I always look at Egypt like an octopus. Many tangled suction, you know, and just surround you. You know, the world's getting me, man. Oh, what a picture. Okay, now, it was the best of times, and it was the worst of times. Jeff, what are you talking about? Well, what we're about ready to read is not good. So after all this, verse 20, when Josiah had prepared the temple, oh, he did a great job. Everything was going great. There was revival in the streets. Necho, king of Egypt, came up to fight against Carchemish by the Euphrates. And Josiah, of course, because he was going through that area, coming up from the south, going through where the Battle of Armageddon is going to be, the Valley of Eshkelon, the plain there. It's where troops would move to get up into the north to do their fighting, whether it's Nineveh or wherever. So this 26th dynasty, Necho, from Egypt, he gets a call that the Assyrians have lost Nineveh. Of course, this has been going on for a number of years. They're running for their lives. Now they're in another city, and they're hoping that their army is not going to get wiped out, and the Babylonians are moving in on the scene. And they called Egypt from the south to come and help them to hang on to their rulership, their kingdom. Their empire was fading fast. Babylonians were strong. They took over Nineveh. So that's the situation. Necho just is using the land there of Israel to just get up north real quick. Babylonians, of course, were coming on the scene. Verse 21. But he sent, now this is Necho, the Pharaoh there, Pharaoh's leader, but he sent ambassadors to Josiah saying, what have I to do with you, you king of Judah? What are you doing coming out against me? My battle's not with you. I could care less about you or Judah. I'm not here to do anything. I just want to get through the land here. Why are you coming against me? Just let me pass. I come not against thee this day, but against the house wherewith I have war. I am coming up to the north to fight the Babylonians. They're the ones I have a war with. Now, notice what he says here. For God commanded me to make haste. You got a what? A second look? This is an Egyptian, a pagan. And he says, hey, listen, Josiah, God, and he, Josiah's, what? He commanded me to hurry up. And then notice what else. Forbear thee from meddling with God. Don't mess with God, Josiah, who is with me. God is with me. God's sending me. God is going to do this great work. Notice that he destroy thee not. Josiah, you better think about what you're going to do here. He'll destroy you. God will destroy you. Sometimes we get involved in things we shouldn't be involved with. Sometimes we get angry. Sometimes we say, I'm going to take care of this. I don't like how he talked. And I'm sure he's sitting there, who are you, you Egyptian, to talk about my God? And especially that way, that he's with you? That he's sending you? Oh, come on. Nico's saying, don't try to stop me. You know, he's being warned by a guy who's speaking God. Yeah, but you can't believe him. He's pagan. He's Egyptian. So you talk of God. Okay, who do you think you are? Look at verse 22. Nevertheless, Josiah would not turn his face from this battle. He's being very stubborn. He's not using anointed common sense. At maybe that God is using this Egyptian to talk to him about what he's about ready to do. In other words, warning him not to meddle and get involved. Should we have ears for that? I think so. Yeah, but he's not even a Christian. It doesn't matter. Can God use non-Christians to speak to you? So what are you doing? You're blowing it, man. What kind of witness is this? You know, and all of a sudden you get all convicted. You know, and that's what happened with Abraham. Remember when he was lying about his wife and everything? He got rebuked by an unsaved pagan, and he deserved it. Don't get involved in something you're not called to, and don't have enough information about. He didn't even check into this at all. Didn't pray about it. Didn't ask God. He just got upset at this guy speaking God stuff. You could get wiped out. You could get hurt really bad. And I know many of us, sometimes we get involved in stuff we shouldn't be in, and we get wounded. We get hurt. And then we wonder, how did I get in this mess? Well, you chose off the wrong situation. You didn't pray about it, and you came at it wrongly. And because of that, you're wounded. So he wouldn't turn his face from him, but notice he disguised himself. Does that remind you of anybody? Remember Ahab? He disguised himself. Why? Because he didn't want anybody to recognize him out there. He didn't want him to come out. If you wear the king's clothes, everybody's going to, hey, there's the king. Let's get him. Right? So he's disguising himself. He's going out there just like a soldier. I'm going to do some damage that he might fight with him. And hearken not unto the words of Necho from the mouth of God. Wow. And came to fight in the valley of Megiddo. And so that's where they ended up. That's where it came down. And it got crazy. That's where he made his mistake. What are you doing? Taking on this huge army there in Megiddo. Now remember, Megiddo is there in that plain there that the last battle of the world is going to be fought. And God's going to have them in derision, and he's going to just wipe them out. Just be speaking his word, it's over. It's really no battle at all. It's just done. Well, they have various layers. I think there's 27 layers in Megiddo. What do you mean? There's 27 cities built on that tell. That's a lot of cities, right? But they've got it down to a science where they can actually go into the strata and find stuff to find out what happened in the Bible and what happened in that strata at that time. Guess what? they found out there was a battle there with the Egyptians and the Jews and Judah. And they found all kinds of evidence. See, you keep digging, you find out this Bible is true. This is God's word. He doesn't lie. Everything he said, all of history right here in one book, all true. Followed with fact after fact. And they keep digging over there and they keep on proving it, proving it, proving it. They've never dug and disproved it. Check that out. Is this book holy or what? Is this book something maybe you need to read and get into and find out what he's saying? I think so. There's so much wisdom here. In fact, I'm praying about on Sunday mornings to go through Proverbs next. The book of wisdom, you know, direction, you know, for family, for money problems, sexual situations. I mean, it hits everything in life. It's all about wisdom in life. And we're going to be doing that on Sunday mornings after we get done with Galatians. And I'm praying about Wednesday night. We're not done yet. We got a few more verses. And the archers, here we go. Okay, this is it. I mean, Josiah, great king, went by God's word. But, you know, sometimes you have a Nebuchadnezzar moment and you go a little whacked and you're doing something you shouldn't be doing. Well, you know, it happens. And the archers shot at King Josiah. And the king said to his servants, "Take me away, for I am sore wounded." That's exactly what Ahab did. He got hit with an arrow and said, "Take me away, man. I'm dying, man. I don't want them to capture me. They'll tear me apart. Take me away." This is the result of meddling where you shouldn't be meddling, where you should have been praying about it and asking God for what's going on here, what's taking place with these nations. Listen, we can't get involved. It's not our deal. It's not for us to get into. We're about souls being saved, not about countries and politics and this and that. No, we're about following God's word. His servants therefore took him out of that chariot, put him in the second chariot to get him out of there that he had, and they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died. That's it. Great guy. It was the best of times. And yet it's the worst of times. One of the greatest kings of Judah did a foolish thing and died. And then it says he was buried in one of the sepulchers of his fathers. They didn't bury him, you know, that he was a bad king and he had to have his own little burial deal. No, he was in the sepulcher with his fathers. Royal, huge funeral. All of this needlessly, he should have listened to the Lord and not got into this fight, because it took his life. And I think that what we need to do in this lesson is learn it well and pray about everything. And when it comes down to the relatives, when it comes down to inheritance and all this stuff, choose your battles, man. And ask God if he wants you to do this or that. And listen to him, because you could get deathly wounded and cause problems that will be for years and years and years. So he died and was buried in one of the sepulchers of his fathers, and all Judah and Jerusalem mourned for Josiah. When revival ends because there's a great leader who's taken out, and definitely this revival is ending, what do you think comes next? The people go back and doing that which is right in their own eyes. And they go right back to their sins, and they go right back into captivity and bondage. And Babylon is waiting right around the corner. Judgment is coming. It's that fast. That's why I say it was the best of days, the worst of days. Because now judgment begins. And Jeremiah lamented for Josiah, a great prophet. And all the singing men and the singing women spoke to Josiah in their lamentations to this day. and they made them an ordinance. You know, sometimes we get confused because somebody says something to us that we don't think knows the Lord or cares about the Lord. And we don't take that to heart. When Jesus was on the scene, they thought, you know, here's Jesus. They called him the carpenter, right? But then on the Galilee, they called him a ghost. And then at the garden where he was buried there in the tomb, Mary called him the gardener. The Lord comes unexpected sometimes in a person. Josiah should have listened, but how do you know whether it's from the Lord or not? Let me give you one little scripture before we finish. It's in James, just jot it down, James chapter 3, verse 17. And he says there, this is James' wisdom about how do you know if it's the word of the Lord or not. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be taken in, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. So if there's strife and there's confusion, envying, tension, it's not from God. But this guy, Nico, when he laid it down, he just said, don't bother us right now. We're just coming through. We're after someone else. We're not after you. You know, it's just, leave me alone. No, I'm not going to leave you alone with your God talk. Blew it. If it's peace and mercy and gentleness, I would say then you could say it's the presence of God. God is giving a warning. So they made an ordinance in Israel, and behold, they are written in the Lamentations. Now, the rest of the acts of Josiah, notice the end here. Well, first of all, we know that he was buried in peace. I mean, yeah, he got taken out, but it was through his own doing that he got taken out. But he got a funeral, just like the prophet said. You're gonna go out in peace. You're going to be buried. You're not going to see all the darkness that's coming. You're not going to see the captivity and the bondage. And that's exactly what happened. Because God's word is always right on. Whether it takes 100, 200, 300 years, or whether it just takes a week or a year, it will always come to pass. You can count on God's word. It'll happen. Sometimes it takes a while. So now the rest of the acts of Josiah and his goodness, according to that which was written in the law of the Lord. I mean, he was a good man. If there was ever a good man, he was it. Great guy. And his deeds, they were awesome. First and last, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah.
Now you're listening to Sound Doctrine with Pastor Jeff Johnson, and he'll be right back, so don't rush away. Well, remember, you can always access these studies when you visit our website at sounddoctrineradio.org. If you have a smartphone or tablet, you can download the free app. Just do a search for Calvary Chapel Downey, and we can also send you a CD copy of this message. When you call 800-353-7553. And just mention today's date, and the suggested donation is $5. Well, the past year and a half has been super challenging. Many of us have been struggling with fear. Some are afraid of getting COVID. Others afraid of dying. Some fear losing their job. Now, if that describes you, we'd like to encourage you to order a copy of Face Your Fears. You can move from fear to faith, and Pastor Ed Taylor explains how in this helpful little book, again entitled Face Your Fears. It is our featured resource this month at Sound Doctrine. Call us right now, 800-353-7553, or visit sounddoctrineradio.org. And when you give to support Sound Doctrine, you're helping to make this daily radio program possible. And we are very grateful for each and every gift that does come in. We wish we had the time to tell you all the good things God is doing in and through Sound Doctrine. To donate, again, visit sounddoctrineradio.org. Now, here once again, as promised, with a final word of encouragement, here's Pastor Jeff.
God, help us not to get in battles that aren't ours, and to be peacemakers. That's what the Lord's call is on our lives, to be peacemakers. Don't look inward. Don't look outward.
Look upward.
And let the Lord hear your cry. And you'll save a world of hurt. Amen?
Well, we've got one more study to go in 2 Chronicles, and we'll have that for you next time on Sound Doctrine with Pastor Jeff, the daily presentation of Calvary Chapel Downey, and made possible through your generous support.